Members of Congress want more information from the White House about the dismissals of eight U.S. attorneys. They also want testimony from some of the central players in the scandal, including top White House aide Karl Rove, former White House counsel Harriet Myers, and the attorney general himself. All three have a long history of personal and professional ties to President Bush and can trace their connections to Mr. Bush all the way back to Texas when he was governor. For a closer look at the ties between President Bush and Attorney General Gonzalez, we called Wayne Slater. He's Austin Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning.
How would you describe their relationship?
It's a very good relationship. When George Bush was governor, he named Gonzalez as general counsel, and in part he did it because he was enamored of Gonzalez's personal life story. The son of migrant workers, worked his way through Rice University, then ultimately Harvard Law. So their relationship is very, very good, in part because of who Gonzalez was, and in large part because Gonzalez, through the years, has pretty much represented George Bush's interests impeccably.
Is that perhaps why he's in trouble now? Because he would be appearing to be acting less like the top law enforcement officer of the nation and more like a political entity.
That's exactly his problem. He is seen by too many folks, especially Democrats, as acting as an extension of the president's counselor. He seems in the minds of many to have been unsuccessful in making that break between the general counsel, who represents the president's interests, and the attorney general, who must forcefully represent the interests of the American people in general.
As we said, Alberto Gonzalez is part of the entourage that President Bush brought with him to Washington from Texas. But that's not uncommon among presidents. What is different about this group?
It is that so many of them were really with the president from the very beginning. This group was not only a group that the president, George Bush, assembled as he prepared to go to Washington. This was a group who in the early 90s were around him preparing what has been his entire political rise.
Although that circle has been shrinking.
It has been. You look at the group, the Texas Mafia, who Bush brought to Washington, but you look and see what's happened. One of the people, Harriet Myers, who came from the beginning, is now gone. Joe Alba, who went to FEMA, is now no longer there. Scott McClellan, who was important really early on behind the scenes, has left the White House. Karen Hughes is now left and is in the State Department. Really, you now have Margaret Spellings at Education, you have Karl Rove inside the White House, and Alberto Gonzalez. And at the moment, it looks like Alberto Gonzalez is in big trouble.
How would the White House weigh its options as it considers what to do? And how would it weigh loyalty against real harm done to the administration?
You've got to, if you know George Bush and you know his political and sort of personal instincts, it is to stay loyal to those people who are closest to him. And that, in this case, would be Alberto Gonzalez. Ultimately, there is a limit. At the point that it clearly seems to affect the president himself, not those around him, but the president himself, and endangers the presidency, that's when the cut will be made. I don't sense that Bush himself has made that calculation yet, but by the time the week is over, he may have.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Very good to be with you, Renee.
Wayne Slater is Austin Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News and author of Bush's Brain, How Karl Rove Made George W. Bush Presidential. He spoke with us from Austin, and as we've heard, the Department of Justice released thousands of pages of documents last night related to the firings of eight U.S. attorneys. You can read many of the ones we've been reporting on at npr.org.